BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump is due to meet congressional leaders to discuss the budget dispute that's closed government departments, leaving 800,000 federal workers without pay. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he was prepared to maintain the shutdown for as long as it took for the Democratic Party to give in to his demand for $5 billion for his border wall. The family of a US citizen held on spying charges in Moscow have told the BBC he's been visited by consular officials. Paul Whelan's brother David said the family was told he looked healthy. Washington has said it wants to learn more about the charges against Paul Whelan. His family say he's innocent. Brazil's new economy minister, Paulo Guedes, has said that the new far-right government will start a privatisation programme which will include the mining and energy sectors. Mr. Guedes also said he would introduce austerity measures and cut taxes. There's been an uneasy start to this year's trading amid continued uncertainty about the global economic outlook. There were falls in Asia and the downward trend continued in Europe and the US, although both have now regained much of the earlier losses. A boat carrying New Year revellers has capsized off the coast of Guinea, killing at least two people. Officials told the French news agency that at least 30 other passengers are missing. Greece has conferred citizenship on three migrant fishermen who rescued dozens of people trapped on the shore by a raging wildfire near Athens last July. President Pavlopoulos said the men, who were originally from Egypt and Albania, exemplified the spirit of European humanism. NASA's revealed the first clear images of Ultima Thule, the most distant object ever visited by a spacecraft. They show an icy figure of mottled appearance, which looks a bit like a snowman. The pictures were taken by the space probe New Horizons. That is the BBC News.